This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Justina Pelletier is going home to her parents after a lengthy legal battle with the state of Massachusetts. The story is important from a pro-life perspective because Justina was kept from her parents because of a feud between doctors who accurately diagnosed her need for admittedly expensive treatment and doctors who may have been looking for streamlined efficiencies by simply declaring that large numbers of these conditions, including Justina's, were merely psychosomatic and not real. Now that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has publicly condemned Sudan's conviction and imprisonment of Maryam Ibrahim, pro-life activists are taking credit as hundreds of thousands of people are publicly demanding that she be released. One petition started by LifeNews.com has garnered nearly 400,000 signatures. This is Life News Radio.
Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? If you could ask babies whose numbers are greatly reduced by abortion, they'd say the persecution has begun. Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life.
One-third of Americans of childbearing age in America over the last 40 years have had abortions. This amounts to 50 million American men, would-be fathers to the aborted because of legal abortions. An op-ed piece at LifeNews.com highlights a study of men whose partners had abortions, which found that only 1% of such men would consider abortion again. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at LifeNews.com. This has been Life News Radio.